January 1st, 1944. We brought in the New Year last night with a bonfire and dancing to celebrate our Red Cross Christmas packages. Jerry and I watched the young and strenuous Virginia reel, while June joined in, cheeks flaming and loving it. Then came folk dancing and a hilarious hula performance before we all ended up modern dancing in the dining hall. Three took turns at the piano while the guards stood by watching, smiling. I was low on energy, so Jerry danced with June. He wanted to leave early, but June was having none of it. January 5th, 1944. Today's newsletter has turned us all into sleuths. The Great Piano Caper is as good as any murder mystery, though it makes the entire camp indignant. Everyone is speculating on which one of us might be demoniacal enough to do it, making second meal conversations livelier. January 10th, 1944. Four military police left and were replaced by 14 regular army. Charlie, the sergeant who threw the going-away sukiyaki dinner, where members of the executive committee returned high and sick from sake and beer, came around to say goodbye. His parting word was, "Watcho." And he was right, for the new guards are everywhere, poking about curiously, on guard in every direction with gun and bayonet, standing in helmets with gun over shoulder in the market truck when it returns. January 14th, 1944. I made June stay in bed all day. She started her first period 2 weeks ago and hasn't stopped, so Dr. Mather finally gave her some ergot this afternoon. It's used after childbirth to stop hemorrhaging. January 16th, 1944. I'm starting to feel desperate. June is so pale and getting weaker in spite of the medicine. January 19th, 1944. June was very ill during breakfast, and we went for the doctor. Ruth gave me a can so we could stop the long trek to the toilet, and for the first time I was able to see that June is still hemorrhaging. My heart sank. It is clear now why she is in pain and weeps and writhes. They took June's blood count, and by 10 Jerry was carrying her in his arms to the camp hospital. I wept my heart out on Jerry's shoulder, pouring out my worry over June. He held me tight and is terribly upset.